Wednesday night or with Tess Elul. Okay, well, we're learning Banodim Lachavero, Mitzvahs and Chiyuvim, and the last few days we've been doing Nizkei Shechenim. And it's interesting, many times the common cases are not that clear and are gray areas. So, you know, people live in buildings and the neighbors on top and they spill down water and the water goes onto your merpeset. Sometimes you're in the middle of maybe sleeping there. Anyway, you're not allowed to spill water onto someone else's, consciously, you're not allowed to spill water onto someone else's property, onto someone else's merpeset. Now that's if it goes directly. You spill it and it goes there. Rather, there's a shaila in the poskim about dripping laundry, if it drips onto someone else's merpeset. And it's if you have no other place to put it, and that becomes part of your diur, then it's already more of a question. It's also a question if it doesn't go directly onto the other person's head or merpeset, but it sort of, you know, it sits on the ground and it maybe gets nivla a little in the ground, or it goes into a gutter pipe and it sits there a little, then eventually it makes its way into down below. So that's also more of a shaila, because it's more of a groma as opposed to garmi, and it's maybe not something called gire delay, and I'm not expecting you to know what that means, but unless you learn Bava Basra, but even then I'm not expecting you to know what it means, unless you're chazud, but I'm not expecting that you're chazud, but maybe you did, I don't know. So it's also shaila. These shailas exist, and there's a difference between if you spilled the water and if it rained. This is the most, like, very commonly, you know, the Kablan has long since gone away, absconded with your money, and it rains, and it goes, you know, the water sits, and then it goes to the guy beneath you. I'm not passing any shilas here, but it's very rare that the Besnum will make the person on top pay to fix his merpeset in a way that it shouldn't drip below. Very rare. The burden is unfortunately is on the nizik in such a case. You could always go after the kablan, of course, but as I said, he's long since gone. And but again, I'm passing shadows, but that's water dripping down. There's a difference between if you poured it, or if meishofchin it's called in halacha, as opposed to meishamim, and even meishofchin, if it's not indirect, it's not so poshut that you could actually be mechayev and technically to stop. It's a shaila. And make gishamim is even more, it's less likely that you could force him to do something about it. Okay.